Dr. Penske dictating amount IME on February 25 regarding Adlai, A-D-L-A-I, Allen, A-L-L-E-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Allen as described in my report of 6/22/17. Period. He is now a 44-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 12/15/15. Period. He was carrying forms and fell, injuring his shoulder. Period. He went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff that was repaired surgically in September 2021. Period. Scratch that. Surgically. Period. In September 2021, he saw Dr. McAlpin and had x-rays only. Period. This took place about 3 weeks ago. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Paragraph. Per the record supplied, he receives an order approving settlement on 8/30/12 to be inserted here. Period. He then reopened his claim. Period. Paragraph. Mr. Allen was seen by Dr. McAlpin again on 1/24/17, prior to my evaluation. Period. He wrote an FCE had been requested but declined. Period. He recommended permanent work restrictions in terms of lifting overhead, common or pushing or pulling force that would exceed 25 pounds. Period. Shoulder range of motion was 160 degrees, common external rotation 80 degrees. Period. Strength was intact below shoulder level and weakness above shoulder level. Period. Upon reviewing the physical therapy notes, he had 4/5 strength and improving range of motion. Period. Paragraph on 5/5/17. He was evaluated by Dr. Gaffney. Period. He offered a list of 12 diagnoses and offered assessments of permanent disability at the right shoulder, comma, right hand, comma, and lumbar spine. Period. Physical examination. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars at both shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction was 45 degrees, and external rotation to 80 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Right shoulder flexion was 160 degrees, and external rotation to 75 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L2 and on the left to T11. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Bending muscle testing was 5/-5, resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Was tender at the right bicipital groove and lateral acromion, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, there were positive rear impingement maneuvers bilaterally. Period. Did a positive Hawkins maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 12/15/15, Adlai Allen was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. He received an order approving settlement on 8/30/17. Period. Although he applied for review and modification of that award, it does not appear that he had any additional treatment or diagnostic testing. Period. The petitioner nevertheless asserts he did see Dr. McAlpin in 2021, whereupon x-rays were done. Period. He admits to having surgery on the left shoulder by Dr. Pepe in approximately 2012, also from a work injury. Period. The paragraph, the torn examination. He has been able to return to work but in a physically demanding capacity, driving dump trucks, but is now off for the season. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as marked in the previous report. Period. His general appearance by way of long dreadlocks going down to the waist reflects his ability to maneuver his arms, shoulders, and hands in awkward positions, but he also had a well-muscled physique consistent with someone who remains physically fit. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as those that will be marked. Period. End.